after September 11th, especially after the anthrax attacks, there's a lot of saber rattling in Washington for going after Iraq. So back then, we were hearing all this rhetoric out of Washington back last October, not this past October, but a year ago, October 2001. In November 2001, we were hearing all this rhetoric, and some of the voices said, "Look, it looks like this administration is going to get a carte blanche to go after Iraq. So we better get over there. You know, this is the time to go over there." So as you know, the war didn't happen last year. But anyway, so that's the pretext under which we went to Iraq. It looks like the fit's really going to hit the Shan this time. So we went over there. And anyway, this is a couple of months after September 11th. So this is right after September 11th. So we go over there. We fly into Amman, Jordan. We get a ride into Baghdad, Iraq. We pull up to the Al-Fanar Hotel in Baghdad. I step out of the car. Kathy and Lloyd step out of the car. And Muhammad the cabbie comes up with this look on his face. This look like, I don't know, like somebody just punched his little brother or something. Anyway, he comes up just with this look on his face, starts shaking hands and goes, "I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for what happened to your people on September 11th. I'm so sorry for what happened to your people in Washington and in New York." You know, first thing out of his mouth. Unbelievable. You know, these are the people that...
Were there more people who did that at the time that while you were there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, every... Iraqis are pretty savvy to world events. I mean, they know what's going on in the world. They understand what's going on in the world. For the most part, prior to sanctions in the Gulf War, there was like a 90% literacy rate. Baghdad was a big international crossroads of the world, so people would get to what's happening in the world. You know, and they're quick to offer their sympathies. I thought that was very... I expected that by then, because I'd already been to Iraq and gotten to know the culture a little bit. But they're quick to offer their sympathies. And they can definitely empathize with Americans. I mean, definitely. 3,000 Americans were murdered on September 11th. Were murdered, you know, for what? You know, well, since 1991, more than 500,000 children under the age of 5 have been murdered by our policy of sanctions and bombing. For what? For what? I mean, if anybody knows about 9/11 and two trade towers, it's the Iraqis. Because every month, two trade towers filled with babies and toddlers get hit by planes called economic sanctions and U.S. airstrikes. That's two trade towers filled with infants and toddlers every month collapsing to the ground. That's what Iraqis know. So of course they can empathize with September 11th. They've been living it for years. Of course they're going to offer their sympathies. You know? First thing, when we got out of the car, was somebody offering their condolences. And I'll tell you what, my older brother is an investment banker in New York City. You know, so it really hit me behind the breastplate, behind the sternum there. When first thing out of his mouth.